So we're starting the new parak at Tzach Aleph from Aleph. So it's Barstacha, the Kutim in Lehem Nizirut. That Kutim here is the term for non-Jews. The non-Jews are not Shaykh in the Parsha of Nizirut. We'll see in a second what that means, that they're not Shaykh in the Parsha of Nizirut. Nashim Bavadim, Yesh Lehem Nizirut. On the other hand, women, and here we're talking about Eved Ivri, Yesh Lehem Nizirut. They do have Nizirut. Chomer ben Nashim Mim Bavadim. There's a chumra with regards to Nashim versus Avadim. I'm sorry, that wasn't Eved Ivri. It's an Eved Kenani. Yishlam Nizirut. Chumra ben Nashim Avadim. Shu kofet abdo. Right, that he can force his servant to violate the Neder Nizirut. The Eino kofet ishto. But he cannot force his wife to violate her Neder Nizirut. Meaning that he can be made fair for Neder Nizirut. He can nullify the Neder Nizirut, but he cannot, once it's been accepted and the Nizirut is in effect, he can't force her to violate the Neder Nizirut. And then we'll see in the next Mishnah is the opposite. What's a Chomer Babadim Ribben Hashim? Because he's allowed to be made fair Nidre Ishto, and a made fair Nidre Abdo. Meaning that you have the ability to be made fair the Nedarim of your wife and not the Nedarim of your Eved. Now the Gemara says, Tani Kutim in Lehem Nizirut. Non-Jews are not in the Parsha of Nizirut. Minahani Milim. How do you know that? So the Gemara says, oh, that's not a problem. Why? The Tani Rabbanan that we learn, it says in the Parsha of Nizirut, Isho Ishaki Aflin Indor Nedin Azel Azel Hashem. So how does the Parsha start? The Parsha starts, Daber El Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael below Obdei Kuchavim. The Parsha said to Bnei Yisrael not to non-Jews.
So, what is the question? We know someone that Shem says when they know us.
Okay, so the question comes up because by Nedarim. By Nedarim, the Gemara already learned that a non-Jew is included in Nedarim, that non-Jews are allowed to be Nidar Benidav. And there's a riboy by the Parsha of Nedarim, that they are included in the Parsha of Nedarim. They're allowed to bring Karbanot Nidava and Karbanot Nedarim to the Mikdash. So, since Nizirut is a subset of Nedarim, the assumption would be that Nizirut would also be allowed or also be within that riboy of Nedarim. So now you need a specific miut to say to you, no, Nizirut, as even though it is a subset of Nedarim, is not does not have that riboy that's associated with Nedarim.
In connection with Shaul's question, is there a mitzvah that say to be a Nazir? There's not.
The two questions really come up. If a non-Jew takes a Neder Nizirut, let's say to become a
Nazir. Is there an actual...
It's a mitzvah kiyumid, right? I mean, if one accepts on the Nizirut, then he has to keep the Nizirut. So we have to... If I look, there are two issues that the Gemara is going to deal with. One is, if the non-Jew takes an Neder Nizirut, does he bring the Karbanot Nizirut? And do we accept those Karbanot Nizirut? That's one question. The second question is, if he does take the Neder Nizirut, do we tell him he can't drink wine? The question is a functional question, not a question of, right, is there a mitzvah to say to become a Nazir? But once he's taken a Neder Nizirut, do we hold him to that Neder Nizirut? And number two, what do we do with the Karbanot that are associated with that Nizirut? And that's the question that Gemara's dealing with. So far the Gemara says, the Baal Bnei Yisrael, below the Chavim. So it says, Bamarta Lehem, right, and to say to them, there are both the Tavadim, to include servants. So Gemara says, Lamalikwa, what do I need a Pasuk? Hamart, right, Hamart, we know from the Gemara in Kedushin, called Mitzvah Shisha Chayavet Ba Evet Chayavba. Any mitzvah that a woman is chayavin, or chayavitin, so too is an evet. And what's the parsha, the beginning of the parsha Nazir, where does it start? Ish o isha, ki yakli neder. So it's clear that women are in the parsha of Nazirut. So if women are included in the parsha Nazirut, so are avadim. So why do you need a specific riboy of amarta lehem to include an evet over here? So Amar Tukumisu Shachayba Bayam Nechayba Amar Rava Shiny Hacha Da Amar Kro. The pasuk says over here. Now over here, it's interesting, is not here, but in Nidarim. It says Le Esori Sar Al Nachsho. That's in the parsha of Nidarim. And despite the fact that it says, "Lasoi Yisrael Nafsho," "B'mi Shinafsho Kinu Yalo," "Yotzevet Shinafsho Kinu Yalo," that what's it, who's included in this parsha, right? And who's included in the parsha of Nidarim is someone who is in control of their own destiny. Someone who's not in control of their own destiny cannot, right, be Nidar B'Nidar. He doesn't have ownership, he doesn't have the ability to do as he pleases. And therefore he can't donate as he wants. Now all of you shown here say, oh, this pasuk is in Nidarim. So they all say, well, it's Kish Nidarim with Nizirut. That there's a hekesh between Nidarim and Nizirut. Again, I don't think I would have said it that way. I would have said it much more simply that Nizirut is a subset of Nidarim. So therefore there is a limud by Nidarim that excludes you from Nidarim. It also excludes you from Nizirut, because Nizirut is that subset. Alright, but that, be that as it may, we have now, Avadim would be excluded from the Parsha of Nidarim. So since they would have been excluded from the Parsha of Nidarim, Vahoyel v'nafsho p'nuilo, imagami nazir namilo, so we'd say by nazir also and every would be precluded or excluded from the Parsha of Nizirut. Kamash Malon, the Amarta Lehem, includes them in the Parsha of Nizirut.
So if an Eved owned, before he became an Eved, if he owned some cattle and he was noder that cattle to the Beis HaMikdash, the neder wouldn't be chal.
No, that's prior to his becoming
taking a neder now as an Eved. And
as an Eved, maybe not. Right, maybe he may not have the ability to take a neder once he is, that's what it sounds like from the Gemara, that now the Gemara makes the lima specifically by Nizirut, even though it brings a pasuk from Nidarim. So it's not clear. The Gemara doesn't say, oh, he's outside the Parsha of Nidarim and Nidaba. It's just, they say, well, he would have been excluded from the Parsha of Nizirut. But my assumption is that if there is that hakesh, that he should also be excluded from the Parsha of Nidarim and Nidavot. And that's really because Kumash Kana Evi Kana Rabo, right? I mean, he doesn't have any independent ownership, and he doesn't have the ability to do what he wants at this time, in order to be donate and to be no there and need date. He doesn't have that type of control. And that's why he's precluded from the, or excluded from that Parsha. Alright. So now, Amar Mar, Daber El Bnei Yisrael, Belolo Ovdei Chachamim. So that's a question that's going to come up. Is it really true that every time the Torah says Bnei Yisrael, it means not exclusion of non-Jews? Yeah, that's a big presumption. Almost every parsha says Daber El Bnei Yisrael, and do we always exclude the non-Jews? So Mar says, is it really true anytime we say the word, we define it as being for Bnei Yisrael that non-Jews are excluded? Baha Gabe Erachin, right? We have Erachin. Which is, so it's nice, it's a minyan parshat de Shavua, right? The Ktiv, by the Daber El Bnei Yisrael. And we have a price at Daber, Tanya Bnei Yisrael, Marichin. They know the Kuchavim Marichin. So that sounds exactly like our Gemara, that who is Marich? Right? Erechin is where a person donates to the Mikdash the value of an individual. Now this is a value not in monetary sense of value, but a value imposed by the Torah or set by the Torah. There's a scale. Right, there's a sliding scale that the Torah has for different ages and different genders, and it's based on that. If you say, if one says that they're going to give the value of another individual to the Mikdash, then you go to the chart and you get the amount and you give that to the Mikdash. So over here it says that Bnei Yisrael can do such a donation, but not a non-Jew. You would think that non-Jews would be excluded from the parsha of Erechin, because Erechin involves two parties. The party who is giving the money, right, and the party who is the object, right, of the haracha, of the assessment. So now, the object of the assessment, can that be a non-Jew? And that says, Talmud Lomer Ish. Ish means to the exclusion of anybody, even non-Jews. So the person who is being ma'arich, the person who is donating the money to Mikdash can only be a Jew, but yet, the object of that donation, where we're assessing the value of the individual, can even be a non-Jew. So despite the fact that it says Bnei Yisrael in that parsha, we include non-Jews in the parsha of Erechin. So when it says, Shani Hocha, Nazir is different. The Amar Kra, La'aybib u'l'yimo lo'yitama. Right, that he cannot, a Nazir is precluded from becoming Tamei to his parents. So now, L'mi sheyesh lo av, yatzov d'chovim shein lo av. Right, so then it only includes someone who has the yuchus of an av, right? But if someone doesn't have an av, then the parsha of Nizirut is not shayach to them. So it says, "Limai, what do you mean? There's no av that non-Jews don't have parents. What does that really mean? If you say for inheritance, that is not true. That the ability to be Yorish, a parent, for a non-Jew is a Torah-given principle, meaning that the fact that there is inheritance for non-Jews is a Torah principle. Shnemar, ki yusha leisav natati et har seir. Right, because I gave to Esav a Yerusha at Har Seir. So it's clear there that there, it's not Esav himself that's going to be there, but it means to the people of Edom, right? Those, the descendants of Esav have Har Seir as a Yerusha. Over there, the Mar also talks with Bnei Lot, right? Natati. So that there's also, the Pasuk describes over there that also Bnei Lot, and that's Yerusha. Some say that's the proof. But either way, we see that with non-Jews, there is the ability to give over Yerusha. That's the case. There is Av Yerusha. Now, this is an amazing line. Of Mishim Muzharo Kibud Aviv. Someone who has the din of Kibud Avim, that person will be included in the Parsha of Nizirut. So where it says, Miktiv Kaved Avicha Gabi Nozir. Meaning that, what type of qualification is this? I mean, all it says is that you can't become tamei to your father or mother. It doesn't say you have to respect your father or mother. Why is that a qualification, whether you have kibud avim or an acquirement of kibud avim? Why is that a qualification for coming nazir? Now, the Gemara didn't ask that on the previous case, when it says about Yerusha, that, well, it doesn't talk about Yerusha in the Parsha, because the underlying assumption is that Av and the status of relationships, Yerusha is a part of that Parsha of relationships. But Kavedet Avicha V'Timecha seems to be something that's not relevant at all to Nizirut or to the term Av. Why should it be relevant to the term Av? Elikra, and I will point out that just interesting enough that even though we say that Muzhar al-Kibud Aviv, that the Gemara in Kedushin does learn about Kibud Avim from non-Jews. Which is, right, they say, who's the paradigm, right? Right, who's the paradigm of Kibud Avim? That's Esav, as Shaul said. And what's the famous story that's brought, right, by Dima ben Asena, right? That he, about the hiding for the Kohen Gadol, they needed for the Koshen, they needed the jewels that was under his father's head, and he didn't wake up his father's head, and then they had a paraduma. Again, another example of Kibud Avim that's brought by a non-Jew. I'm not saying that those are proofs that there is Kibud Avim by non-Jews. It just means that they were paradigms of people who acted with Kibud Avim. But it's interesting here that the Gemara just automatically assumes that non-Jews are excluded or precluded from the Parsha of Kibud Avim. Alright, El Amakra, Aviv Limo, Lo Yitama, Bimish Yeshlo Tum'ah. So that's, a Nazir is what? Does not, it says he cannot become Tameh to his parents. Well, that presumes that you have Tuma in your world, meaning that Tuma is relevant to your world. Yotza Ove Kochavim Shenlo Tuma. The non-Jews are not in the Parsha of Tuma. Mimelmon, the place of the Hutuma. So where it says, alright, you want it. You know, you can be given as a given that non-Jews don't have Tuma. How do you know that's true? Damakra, Beish, Asher Yitma, Balayit Chata, Benichata Nevshayi. So by the Parsha Para Duma, it says that a person who becomes Tamei and does not, right, get sprinkled with the ashes of the Para Duma, the waters of the Meitara, and then enters the Mikdash, then the Nichrata Nevshayi, they will be, right, have Kares. They will be eliminated from the Kahal. Someone who goes with Tumah into the Mikdash will be eliminated from the Kahal. So when it says, Bimish Yeshlo Kahal, who is a part of Kahal? Kahal implies, right, the congregation of Israel. But non-Jews are not included in the Kahal Israel. You have to say, Shein Lo Kahal. He's not part of Kahal Israel. So you see, he's not in the Parsha of Tumah. When it says, Bimish, why not just say, where is Kahal? What is Kahal modifying in the Pasuk? Kahal's not modifying whether they're Tamei or not. What's Kahal modifying? V'nichmata nevshayim mitoch ha-Kahal. Kahal modifies the Chiyu Kares. Does not modify the Tuma. So say this, Mimai, Tilma Kares u'zulam u'chayim. He won't be Chayim Kares, about itzmuya imitamei. Mitamu. He can't become Tamei. Meaning that Kahal modifies Kares and not the beginning of the Pasuk, which is talking about Tuma. So when it says, now I have another puzzle. Amakra, Yisah Tahor, Ala Tameh. The Tahor sprinkles on the Tameh. Kol Sheyesh Lo Tara, Yesh Lo Tuma. Kol Sheyin Lo Tara, In Lo Tuma. There's some sort of hekesh, or parallel that runs between Torah, Tahara, and Tuma. Right? So just like the Najew has no possibility of Tahara, therefore he has no possibility of becoming Tameh. because they are two sides of a coin, right? Tara and Tumah. So if he can't become Tahor, that means Tumah is not relevant to him. So Mara says, why is that true? Ve'ima Tara de lo havilei, Tumah havilei. I mean, it's okay. So maybe he cannot become Tahor, but nevertheless, he can become Tamei. Why not say he becomes Tamei? He just says doesn't have the ability to become Tahor. So Amar Kro, so this is the final proof. Ish Ashaitma Belo Yitzchata. Right, so that's the puzzle. It says what? Ish Ashaitma Belo Yitzchata. That there is a hekesh between Tum'ah and Chitui, and the sprinkling of the Parah Aduma. So the one who is Shayach in the Parsha of sprinkling by the Parah Aduma is relevant in the Parsha of Tum'ah. One who is not relevant in the Parsha of sprinkling is not relevant in the Parsha of Tum'ah. So in the end, that hekesh between Tum'ah and Chitui and the sprinkling of the Parah Adumah is what tells us that a non-Jew is precluded or not within the confines of the Parsha of Tum'ah. If he's not in the Parsha of Tum'ah, then he's also not in the Parsha of Nazir. Because what's one of the restrictions of the Nazir? L'aviv l'imo lo yitamah. So someone who has relevance of l'aviv l'imo lo yitamah will have relevance to the Parsha of Nazirut, or can keep the Parsha of Nazirut. If he doesn't have relevance to the Parsha of Nazirut, then, or doesn't have relevance to the Parsha of Tum'ah, l'aviv l'imo lo yitamah, he also won't have relevance in the Parsha of Nazirut. So that'll be the exclusion of a non-Jew from the Parsha of Nazirut. Now, Rav Acha goes back, right, and tries to develop the other part of this. We said there were two possibilities. When we said lo aviv l'imo lo yitamah, mishach mishi yesh lo av. So we gave two suggestions about the answer could be. One suggestion was a av to Yerusha, and the other suggestion was an av l'tumah. Right, so an av l'tumah was the line of thought that the Gemara pursued in the end, and came to the conclusion that they do not, non-Jews do not have relevance in the Parsha of Tum'ah. Since they don't have relevance in the Parsha of Tum'ah, they're excluded from the Parsha of Nazirut. Rav Acha now is going to go back and try to develop more the Parsha of Yerusha, that they don't have Av Yerusha, and therefore, and get rid of the question that we had from, right, what was the wrong relevant question, why we said that we couldn't have it, because of Kriya Rabin, Rabbi Yochanan said, oh, we kochavi reshet aviv bar Torah, that there is Yerusha for non-Jews, there is inheritance in Minat Torah for non-Jews. There's an inheritance between a Torah and a non-Jew. How can you say that Av is an exclusion because of Yerusha? So that's what Rav Acha is going to develop over here. Rav Acha bar Yaakov amar shayni hocha, that it's different over here. The Amar Kura, the pasuk says, "Behit nachaltem otam libnechem achareihem," that you will give them over. This is right last week's parsha, and that you will give them over as an inheritance. That you have the ability to take abadim that you have. Jews have the ability to take abadim that they have and pass those abadim down as an inheritance, meaning that they have the equivalence of property. Right, and they will be, they are morish them to their children. Whoever has nakala, whoever can pass down a eved, then they will have shaykhut to the parsha of tumah. Whoever doesn't have nakala will not have a parsha of tumah. Now, what Rav Acha is saying, right, and you have to make an assumption here, is that even though he is a parsha that is not relevant to Nazir at all. It's found in, right, in Parsha Zahar, and it's talking about avadim, that you're not allowed to take, you're not allowed to be other than a parech, you're not allowed to take your neighbors or your Jews or an avid Hebrew who sells himself to you and treat them inappropriately. And then the Gemara says, and yet the Yovel, they have to return home and all the requirements of an Eved Ivri. But on the other hand, that if you take Avadim, Meha Amim Asher Tzvivotechem, those you can pass on to your children, those you can be Morish Lebnechem. So why is this relevant to the Parsha of Tum'ah or the Parsha of Nazir at all? It's very nice that Rav Acha says this, meaning Katal Motam Lebnechem, that whoever has a Shaykhut to the Parsha of Nakla also has a Shaykhut to the Parsha of Tum'ah. But where do we see that connection? Where do we write, where's that connection derived? So that the Rishonim point out over here, I think, let's see, the best one to read it, is maybe in the Rush. Right, so this is the way that the Rosh explains it, is that the Aviva Limo by Nezirut is talking about Yerusha. We have Rabbi Yochanan already said they do have a point. They're in the parsha of Yerusha. So what Rav Acha comes to say is, well, if you look at the entirety of the parsha of Yerusha, that there is parts of Yerusha that are not shayach to a non-Jew. And since there are parts of the parsha that are not shayach to a non-Jew, therefore they are outside the world of Aviv. Right, they're outside the world of Av. If they're outside the world of Av, then they're also outside the world of Aviv Ulimo Lo Yitama. So that's the way he learns it. Now the Gemara is going to ask, well, if that's true, Ihoti Avadim Namilo. We just said before, our parsha learned that the Veil B'nai Israel comes to exclude Ovdei Kochavim, right? Ramat Alehem comes to include Avadim. Whatever we said we were talking about in Eved Knani. Right, your whole assumption here is that what excludes the non-Jew, what excludes the Ovid Kochavim from the Parsha Nezirut, is what excludes them from it, is the fact that they don't have Nakla, that they can't pass along. Guess what? An Eved Kenani also does not have Nakla, and therefore they should be precluded or excluded from the Parsha of Nezirut. And yet you included them in the Parsha of Nezirut. So that's the question on the next Gemara's question. Yochi, Avadim, Nami Lo. Avadim also. Right? Also should be included.
Excluded from Nazir.
Excluded from Nazir, just like the way a non-Jew is excluded from Nazir. El Amar Rava, Rava says no. Bishlama Gaberachin Shinemar Bnei Yisrael Marichin Bein Ovdei Kochavim Marichim Lech Lo Yehei Lo Yehei Erachim Tam Lo Marish. The problem by Erachim is that we have two separate limudim. One is Bnei Yisrael and one is Ish. Bnei Israel is a mute, is an exclusion, and Ish is an inclusion. So what do? They divide up Erechin. They say the one who's Ma'arich must be a Jew. The one who's giving the donation must be a Jew. That's Bnei Israel. The Ne'erach, the one who's being assessed, can even be a non-Jew. Why? Because it says the word Ish. So you have the same thing by Nazir, don't you? Right? Nazir, it says, the barrel Bnei Israel, Ma'amartalem Ish O'isha. So you have the same thing. Bnei Israel should be a mute. And Ish should be an inclusion. The problem is that by Nazir, how are you going to split it up? See, in Parsha of the Erechin, we divided the Parsha in half. We said part of the Parsha is not relevant to a non-Jew, part of the Parsha is relevant to a non-Jew. By Nazir, how are you going to say that part of the Parsha is relevant to the Jew, and part of it is? So what you could do is divide between the Karbanot and the Isurin. So that would be the suggestion. Right? Bnei Israel excludes the Nazir, excludes the non-Jew, the Ovid Kochavim, from bringing Karbanot Nazir, but it does not exclude him from the Parsha being Metameh L'Metim and to drinking wine. So that would be the easiest suggestion in order to split it. What's the deficit in that explanation? That's what the Gemara is going to explain now. So Gemara says, by Erechim, we have an explanation of what Bnei Israel means and what Ish means. Hacha, Bnei Israel knows Rin, Umevi, and Karban. Right, so you would think what? Right, so now you would think that the way to learn it by Nazir is Bnei Israel comes to include them, exclude them from the parsha of Karban Nazir. You would think they're not Exurim at all. When Ish comes to include them. So if that's the way you're going to learn, Amrei Imishum Karban, Lavmi Hacha Nachle. We don't need the word Bnei Israel to teach us that they Ovei Kochavim is excluded from the Parsha of Nazir. Why? Because Elamim Hakam, we learned it out from the word Le'olah. Right? That from the word Le'olah, Prat Nezirut, Dibi Rabbi Yossi Oglili. So they've already been, Ovei Kochavim has already been excluded from the Parsha of the Karbanot Nazir. If they're already excluded from the Parsha of the Karbanot Nazir, then we don't need a limud by Nezirut to teach you about the Karban. What's left for to take them out of? The only thing left to take him out of it is the Parsha of Nezirut in its entirety. And that means he won't be relevant to the Parsha of Nezirut. So as opposed to Erechin, where we have a miut from Bnei Israel and an inclusion from Yish, and we found two parts of the Parsha we can divide up between them, by Nazir, there aren't two parts to divide up. Why? Because Karban Nazir is already out of the picture, because we have a miut, and we'll see in a second where that's from the word the Ulah, that excludes him from the Parsha of the Karbanot Nazir. So he's already outside Karban Nazir. So what do you have left? You have nothing left for him except what? The tomato made team or to drink wine. So you're going to say you're going to split it up. He can't drink wine, but he can be mitameh lemeitim. Where it says that's not relevant, meaning that they are a package. It's a package deal in the zero. You can't divide the zero. That's not called the zero anymore if you divide up the isurim. So either he has Isurim or he doesn't. So if you have Bnei Yisrael, it comes to exclude something. What's it going to exclude? It's going to exclude him from the Parsha of Nizirut. And therefore, the Bnei Yisrael by Nizirut comes to eliminate him from the Parsha entirely, as opposed to the Bnei Yisrael by Erekin, which only eliminates him for a portion of the Parsha. Now, where is this Lo Olah from? This Lo Olah that they're learning is excluding Nazir. Comes from actually the parsha that includes or allows a non-Jew to donate things, because it says ish yakli neder lindor neder l'Hashem, right? So that's the parsha Nederim. That we say the rebuye. Oh, I'm not reading the Gemara now. Sorry, I'm not reading the Gemara. The rebuye over kocham liot nerachin. Sorry, where is this? So over here, I'm trying to find you the pasuk. Sorry, unless you guys have it on the side there. What's the ish ish mi beit Yisrael asher yakim karban lechol nedarim lechol nedarim. It's ish ish mi bnei Yisrael asher yakim karban lechol nedarim lechol nedarim. So ish ish the rabot et haovei kochavim shenodrim nedarim v'nedavot ki Yisrael. So they can donate to. That's what we said before. Was the reason we need an exclusion here by parsha nedarim? By parsha nazir is because by nedarim they are included. The Kol Nidareim, the Kol Nidareim, not for the Rabot, Olah, Shlamim, Balfot, V'yayin, Levanah, that they can bring all types of donations to the Mikdash. In pain, Matam Lomar Le'olah. Why does it have the extra word afterwards? It says, Asher Yakriv L'Hashem Le'olah. What's the extra word of Allah come to teach you? Prat Nizirut. That's food a nazir. So from the same parsha that we learned that an Ovei Kochavim can donate karbanot and items to the Mikdash, we also have the word Le'olah, which comes to exclude a nazirut. So that's how we know that, excuse me, a karban nazir is outside the parsha or outside the world of a Ovei Kochavim. Once that's already outside the world of Ovei Kochavim, what's left for the non-Jew? Just the Yisurim of Nizirut. And then you have the word Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael says that it's only relevant to Bnei Yisrael and not to an Ovei Kochavim. So now you've eliminated him from the parsha Nizirut left. Ish. What's left for you to include with Ish? He's already excluded from Nizirut and Karban. There's nothing left with Ish. As opposed to by Erechin, there is an ability through Bnei Yisrael and Ish to divide the parsha of Erechin up and have him be included in part and excluded in another part. So now, the Gemara says, let's attempt another thing. Let's try to divide up this Bnei Yisrael and Ish into two different things. Let's say this. Ema, Bnei Yisrael nozrim nizirut olam, vein Ovei Kochavim nozrim nizirut olam. Now that Bnei Yisrael comes to exclude Ovei Kochavim, not from the entire parsha of Nizirut, but from the parsha of Nizirut olam. Right? Yochol lo yirei nizirim, tamal omer Ish. So Ish will include that they can become a regular Nazir, but Bnei Yisrael will exclude them from the parsha of Nizirut olam. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Miktiv Nazir Olam. The parsha of Nizirut never mentions the word Nazir Olam. It talks about Nizirut Stam. Nizirut Stam could either be Nazir Olam or a Nazir Stam. Meaning that it's any type of Nazir. It's a generic Nazir that's mentioned in the parsha. That's one way to say it. Or, the other thing is, where do we know Nazir Olam from? Where do we know Nizir Olam from? Little Chazara in the Parsha, on Nizirut. There, this is refreshing. Some second Nazir. Where do we know Nazir Olam from? Where do we learn out of Nazir? We have three types of Nazir. Right? We have a Nazir Stam. Well, actually, we have four types of Nazir. Nazir Stam. We have a Nazir Shimshon. Nazir Olam. And a Nazir Le'olam. Right? So we had those four types of Nazir. Where do we know Nazir Olam from? Who's the prototypical, right, Avshalom? So guess what? We learned out Nazir Olam from Avshalom, nothing to do with the Parsha of Nizirut at all. So even if you want to say that Bnei Yisrael here comes to exclude something, why should it have any relevance to Avshalom? Right? It's not in the Parsha of Avshalom, that's just the Parsha of Nizirut. So either that's the problem here, or the other problem is that when the Parsha mentions Nazir, it doesn't tell you what type of Nazir. This is our Parsha. Our Parsha is in any type of Nazir. So the Gemara says, all right, so let's try this. Ema Bnei Yisrael Madirim Bnei Ben Nazir, Ben Kochavim Madirim Bnei Ben Nazir. Right, so that what? That Bnei Yisrael can be impose a neder nizirut on their son. A father can impose a neder nizirut on his son, right? Then we saw back on the Chavtet, I think, right? The Chavtet, that the Mishnah says that a father can impose neder nizirut on his son. But Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish, about why? Right? Why are they allowed to do this? Or why can't a father do this to his son? Right? And what was Rabbi Yochanan's opinion? Halacha, the Moshe Mitzrayim. Right, so that's exactly, guess what? That exactly creates the problem. Halacha, the Moshe Mitzrayim is not subject right, to the normal exclusions or logical arguments of a parsha. We just had that in the last Mishnah of the Pirizis Perek, right? Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shua, both of them said to Rabbi Kiva, don't try to teach me a Kal V'chomer from a Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. You're trying to bring logical arguments and apply them to Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. So Gemara is going to answer the same thing over here. The Gemara says, well, let us introduce the possibility of Nazir. You think they want not Nazirim at all, come the east, that they're included in the parish of Nazir, but they can't impose Nazirites on their children. That the din that you're allowed to impose Nazirut on your son is Allah L'Moshe M'Sinai. The Allah L'Moshe M'Sinai, it's not in the regular parts of Nazirut, and you don't say B'nai Yisrael below Ovdei Kochavim, or you don't subject it to the normal logical arguments of a parsha. So Gemara says, alright, Ema b'nei Yisrael megalchim al nizirut avihen, v'en ovdei kachavim megalchim nizirut behem. So over there, in a continuation of those Mishnayos over there, we said it's also unique is that a son can use his father's, the carbonate nizirut that his father had set aside. And then we had a machlokes of Yossi and the Tanakam there, and two Gersos in the Gemara about what it was, which one he thinks. But let's assume, I think, Balacha one, which is that he passed away. He was not a Nazir. His father passes away and leaves over these carbonotes. He can accept the Nazirut al carbonotes of his father. So that, again, what did Rabbi Yochanan say about that? Why does that work? Why did Rabbi Yochanan, again, my focus is Rabbi Yochanan, and so first of all, what would Rabbi Yochanan say, the reason that you can't do that? Halacha of the Moshe Mishinai. So that's my answer up again. So he says, they won't be the parshim. So Mar says, again, this is a halacha of the Moshe Mishinai in Nazir. It's halacha of the Moshe Mishinai in Nazir. You can't subject it to the logical arguments of Nazirut or the exclusions of Bnei Yisrael. Right. So just quickly to go over the Gemara that we saw today. Right, we have a Mishnah that makes three statements. Mishnah says, Obi Kochavim out of Parsha of Nazirut. Eved and Isha in the Parsha of Nazirut. Isha is easy because the Torah says, Ish O Isha. Right? So there's really nothing to talk about. In terms of Isha, it's pretty straightforward. The question is, by Obi Kochavim and Eved, why is it Eved Knani? Why is it Obi Kochavim? Why are they in or out of the Parsha? Right? So the Gemara says, no problem, we have a limud. Bnei Yisrael below Obi Kochavim, but Ma'at Lehem, Eved is included in the Parsha. So the Gemara challenged that and said, why should Eved even need a pasuk? Eved is Domel Isha. Eved is Domel Isha, and Isha is in the Parsha of Nazirut, so should the Eved be in the Parsha of Nazirut? So that the Gemara answered up, no, because we thought, where do we know that Avadim, or quote-unquote, where a non-Jew or an Ovid, the Kavim can be no there, but Nidev, can give in voluntary offerings to the Mikdash? That comes from the Parsha of Nidarim. And the Parsha of Nidarim, it says, Lesor Isar. Lesor Isar, right, is with someone who has the ability that he can, he has control, enough control on his self.
Why don't you make possible of him from Isha? Isha is in the Dharam.
What?
I was saying that Abadim is in the Dharam. It's possible to Isha. Why don't you make possible?
We don't learn from the Arab land. That's a separate limud that Isha is included from Eben in every mitzvah.
No. I'm saying, but why does he need that Eben in the possible to the Dharam? When
he doesn't. His Eved doesn't need it from the Nidarim, but we know that non-Jews are included in the Parsha of the Nidarim.
So that's not the source of Eved?
No. So that comes to exclude Eved, possibly to exclude Eved from the Parsha of the Nidarim. Why? Because only someone has the control of themselves and can control their has property ownership, has the ability to donate, and right, Kamash Milan, that even they're included in the Parsha of Nizirut, despite that exclusion in Nidarim. So that took care of Eved. Then we went to Obi Kochavim, let's deal with Obi Kochavim. Why is Obi Kochavim eliminated from the parsha? So the Gemara says, nope, that was Bnei Yisrael. The Gemara says, well, is it true? Every time you have the word Bnei Yisrael, is that really an exclusion? The Gemara says, I'll bring you proof from Erechin. By Erechin, we have a Bnei Yisrael, and yet, Ogev and Chavim are still included, and that's because we have a competition between Bnei Yisrael and Ish. That you have by Nazir also. You have Bnei Yisrael and Ish. So why not include Ogev and Chavim in the parsha of Nazirut? So there, the Gemara tried to introduce the possibility of from Allah, Bibli Mo, Lo Yitama. By that, from his parents, he may not become Tameh. So that either he has to be within the Parsha of Av or the Parsha of Tuma to be relevant in his Yerush. So that Gemara went both directions. It tried Av first and failed at Av because there is Yerusha from the Av, or Kibud Av Ein, left that aside. Gemara went to Tuma and showed that a non-Jew is not in the Parsha of Tuma. Since it's not in the Parsha of Tuma, when you say Lavi Lo Yitama, it's not relevant to Nazir. Therefore, he's excluded from the Parsha of Nazirut. Then we have Rav Acha who tried to resuscitate right, the issue of Nakla or Yerusha, that some, it says, whereas Av, right, has Tuma. And where is Av? Well, Av is relevant in the type of Nakla, the ability to be an inheritance and Yerusha. So since, wait, we just said before that there is Yerusha by Novik Lachavim, but it's not Nakla, we have a certain type of Yerusha that they're involved with, but they don't have the ability to be mindful other people. I mean, they can't take, Yisrael has a kinyan of goof in a Nebuchadnezzar, and Ovei Kochavim does not have a kinyan of goof in the Nebuchadnezzar, therefore he can't pass it down like property. So there's
that's the Yerusha that they don't have.
Exactly. So there is a part of the Parsha, right, as Joel's saying, they don't have the full picture of Yerusha, they only have a portion of the Parsha of Nakhla. So since they're outside a portion of the Parsha of Nakhla, they're outside the Parsha of Av. If they're outside the Parsha of Av, they're also outside the Parsha of Tuma. If that's true, then they're eliminated from the Parsha of the Zirut. So that was the lima that he had. Then the Gemara went back and said, well, let's look at Erechin. Erechin has Bnei Yisrael and Ish. And so does, right, so does Nazir. So why not do the same thing? Have partial Riboy and partial exclusion, just like we have by Erechin. So why goes, what are you going to exclude and what are you going to include? So the Gemara attempted first to say, we'll include Nazir, the Yisrael of Nazir, but we'll exclude Karbanot. Right, the Gemara says, well, that's not going to work because we know Karbanot from already Parshas Nedarim. We already know that. Where we included Ovei Kochavim, we already excluded them from Karbanot and Zirut. So then our Parsha can't be dealing with Karbanot and Zirut.
All we really excluded from the present is Karbanot.
Right.
So what happened that means that they're totally excluded from...
The Gemara assumes that Lola means from all Karbanot and Zirut.
You can't do all the Karbanot and you don't pay for it. We don't
belong to that field. Also, Goyim only have carbon and dava.
What?
Goyim only have Olah.
Right, only have carbon and dava. So if they're excluded, they're going to bring Shlamim and Olah. They're going to bring things that you could bring as Nadar and Durim, they can bring to the Mikdash. Right, I think the point is that once the Olah comes to exclude them from carbon and Nazir, not just the Olah, Nazir, but...
They're existing as a separate Rishah, since they're partially...
Yes,
okay. So then the Gemara says, okay, so that can't be the balance between us. And then the Gemara tries two more attempts at this, which is one, let's include them in Parsha Nazir, but exclude them from Nazir Olam, or let's include them in the Parsha of Nazir, but not in the ability to impose Nazirut on your son, or and as a third one, or let's include them in the Parsha of Nazir, but exclude them from the ability to use their father's Karbanot Nazirut. So there's all those. The Gemara rejects all those because they are, but they are halacha, right, the Moshe Mishinai. The two bottom ones, the two latter ones are halacha Moshe Mishinai, and you can't apply mutim from the pasuk about halacha Moshe Mishinai. The whole implication of halacha Moshe Mishinai is that it's outside the parsha. It's outside the framework of the parsha. Otherwise, it would be in the Torah. Outside of the Torah already takes it out of that parsha. Or, right, we said that Nazir Olam is not relevant to our parsha, either because it's, our parsha says Nazir in general, and why you separate him between Nazir Olam and regular Nazir, or because Nazir Olam is learned from Mashalom, which is totally outside of this parsha, and should be subject to the mutim of our parsha. So that's where we've left it. We'll have to continue tomorrow with discussing this Riboy and exclusion that has been Israel and Ish.